Earlier this week, ASU professor Ursula Orr pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor count of resisting arrest, stemming from a much-publicized incident in which she was arrested by a campus police officer while crossing the street. Orr then refused to provide ID. Her attorney said Orr pleaded to passively resisting arrest. Jalila Jefferson Bollock teaches criminal law at Arizona Summit Law School and says the law sets out three ways in which someone can resist arrest.
One is by using or threatening to use physical force against a peace officer. Another is by using any other means that could create a substantial risk of causing physical injury to a peace officer. And another is by engaging in passive resistance. And the differences are that the first two instances would be felony crimes. Resisting arrest by engaging in passive resistance would be a misdemeanor offense.
That sounds kind of subjective, passively resisting arrest. I mean, are there specific things that have to be done in order to meet that threshold?
There is specific language that's in the statute, and the statute makes it clear that passive resistance is going to occur when the defendant engages in a nonviolent physical act or failure to act that's intended either to impede, to hinder, or somehow delay the effecting of the arrest. So the difference would really be the lack of violence for passive resistance.
So if an officer tries to arrest me and I just sit myself down on the ground and let them do it, but I don't help them in any way, that could possibly be considered a passively resisting arrest.
That's exactly correct. You know, you'd still be charged with resisting arrest, but you could avail yourself of having done so by engaging in passive resistance, which, of course, if in fact you were found liable, you were found guilty, that would be a much better outcome for you than the other two instances.
Is having a law about passively resisting arrest pretty common among the states?
I think that it is. I think that many states do demonstrate a difference in their statutory language between how an individual is treated when they're thought to have used violence or force in resisting arrest, and when they do so without that type of violence or force. Yes, I do believe that's true.
Are any of the three forms of resisting arrest more prevalent in your mind?
I would guess that usually when a police officer charges a person with resisting arrest, it's usually going to be because there's been some sort of physical act involved in it, usually. And so when a person is going to passively resist, that'll be few and far between. Most likely, a person would be charged with resisting arrest under subsections 1 and 2, and they would plead it down to 3. You see what I mean?
So they would be charged with one of the violent ones and
likely
plead down to the passive one.
Most likely, yeah. The likelihood that the initial charge would be engaging in passive resistance is going to be very, very, very small.
Jalila Jefferson Bullock is an assistant professor of law at Arizona Summit Law School.